Aloha. I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and today I'd like to do a talk in meditation on finding meaning in life and having enthusiasm about your meaning in life. I think a lot of people through the last few years of challenges have begun to recognize that the things they thought were important at one time in their lives are not important anymore. We all have different goals we have set, especially at the beginning of the year. And then we see, well, that really didn't work out because that resolution was something that didn't really happen for us. But if we'd really felt we were getting some meaning, something out of that, I think that would change. So I think at this time in everyone's lives, we're looking for something that has more meaning, more depth. We need some answers, right? We're not finding it in a lot of the things that used to distract us and make things okay because the stakes have gotten higher in life. The challenges have gotten higher in life. And the reason we need to care about being alive and what we do in our life have changed because of that. And meaning goes down to, well, our core values, I guess. When we come right down to it, what's really important to us in life? And everyone has a different list of that, depending on where they are in their age and stage of existence. And that can even go back to how many different lives you've led and how many lessons you've learned over all that time. I mean, obviously, if you've already made millions of dollars and found that didn't give you a meaning to life, that making money isn't going to be that important to you anymore. If you think you need money to make your life good, then that's going to be important to you. If you think you need to be married to be happy, and you've done that and you found out that it didn't work, that's not going to be so important to you anymore to try again, or maybe you will try and try a different way of being married. But we live and learn, and many of us have learned a lot over time in many lifetimes of existence. And at some point, we get to that stage where we go, well, what is really important to me? What really matters? And it's a very important question. It has to be taken seriously. And that's called soul searching, right? We get to that point where we search our soul for our true purpose and what we're here for. And what we may have thought was important a long time ago may not be important to us at all anymore. And depending on how hard you've tried on those things that didn't work out for you, then you have even more invested in finding out what is really important to you. Now, I grew up in Beverly Hills in Hollywood, and I was surrounded by people who made, well, some of them were just born wealthy because their parents were stars. Some of them were stars already and found out that that really wasn't what they thought it was going to be like when they began their career, even after they achieved stardom. I used to house it for Henry and Shirley Fonda, and it was very interesting when he got to that point in his life where he had to have a pacemaker and there were some problems and his heart was not working the way it should. And his daughter Jane Fonda and Peter Fonda were not in the place he thought they would be in. He wasn't happy with what they were doing at that particular time. So he had to do some soul searching. We all have to do some soul searching at some time. And it's a good thing. In the Native American tradition, they would do on a vision quest. Take it very seriously. Go out into the wilderness and fast and stay within a certain point to find your real inner purpose. many traditions have similar ways of trying to find their purpose. And the Western culture now, there are so many ways that so many retreats, so many different ways you can do this, that you have a huge amount of choices to make in the ways you want to find your true purpose. The only thing I'd say about that is there are probably some very good ones, but there's also many that have been created now by people who are very, very good at marketing and who will charge you a lot of money and who are necessarily not in the place to really tell you what your true soul purpose is. Because it's an inner journey. What may be important for someone who's doing a retreat may not be really what is important for your soul, because we're all at different points in evolving. And for the person who decided to make money doing these retreats or whatever they're doing, they may be at the point where that's what's important to them, is to make money and not really to have enough wisdom to tell you and guide you to find out what's important for you. The greatest teacher is there within you. Now, there are many other wonderful tools that you can find in life and many other things that can guide you to that point. But it's always going to come down between you and God, you and your inner self, and facing what you need to face. And we can distract ourselves from that ultimate purpose for a long time, years and years and years and years, or lifetimes even, because that facing of your real self and what you've been doing with your life and what you want to do is, it's very deep and it can be very challenging. Just accepting who you really are and what you have taken with your time and what you've done is a deep, deep, deep process. But finding that enthusiasm, that motivation for what you need, it's so important, you probably are willing to go through it. The word enthusiasm is a beautiful word. It comes from the Latin enthusiasmus, inspiration, even frenzy. The Greek terminology I like even more. It means be inspired or possessed by God, based on theos, meaning God. In Latin, theos is God. Can you be inspired by God? Can you, from that connection, find meaning, real meaning in your life, a lasting meaning? I believe you can. I have been following the path of inspiration from God since I've been 13 years old, and it's been a lifetime journey. And I have learned so much on this path, and I am still learning every single day. Now, the lessons can be hard. And sometimes you feel like you're just weary from all the hard lessons. But that's the time when you're broken open and you really can let that light in. So you don't give up on this path. Or you give up enough to let go and let God be in control. And that is really an amazing opening, where you just let go of your ego and you find that with that true connection to your true source, that you find the deepest, most powerful love and the passion for living, because you know what life is really all about. And you know and understand how deep the real love that you find within God is really all about. Now let's take some time to do a meditation here, just feeling good and just being centered and going within, breathing deep, breathing deeply in, and just be in a beautiful, beautiful center of that breath, breathing in and letting go as you breathe out. Just breathing, just feeling at peace. And as we breathe, just be aware. Do a body scan. Feel your head, your eyes. Be aware. Is there any tension in your jaw, your ears, your nose, your mouth, your eyes? Feel your neck. Is there anything there that is needing to be aligned? Breathe into that beautiful throat chakra. Is there anything there that your voice has been held back from speaking? Send that energy of love, light to your throat chakra. Breathing in, being present there. And go on down and feel your heart. Just breathe into your heart. Breathing in, holding your breath, breathing out, pausing, breathing love in, expanding that love throughout your entire heart area, breathing out, just sigh, breathing love in, and breathing out. Breathing in, feeling that love opening up and expanding and blossoming. Letting that unconditional love fill your entire torso. Feeling anything in your body, in your third chakra, that beautiful third chakra that has all the wisdom light there. Feel that light filling all of your organs. Calling in the light there, letting every cell being rejuvenated, redeemed, restored. Breathing deeply in and allowing that light to go deep, deep, deep into your second chakra. Feel that second chakra. Is there anything there in the pelvic area that you need to let go of? Just breathe into it. Let go. Let go. Feel the emotions being filled with a lovely healing light. A peach-colored light that makes you feel so good. And go into that base root chakra. Is there anything there that has caused fear? Breathing energy into that entire root chakra. Letting light spread on down your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet. Feel your entire body full of a lovely light and expand that light 6 feet up above you, 6 feet below you, 6 feet across, horizontally, and 6 feet before you and behind you, and now you are completely encapsulated in light. That beautiful white light grows brighter and brighter and brighter with the protective holy light completely surrounding you now. And now know you are protected and safe. And let's go to that place within your soul. Be still in that lovely light of your soul. Breathe into that soul and see the golden light filling that entire energy of your expansive, eternal, infinite soul. And allow that soul to be present in your very consciousness. Ask your soul, is there something I need to do to fulfill my true purpose in life. Breathe in and allow yourself to receive any message, any word, any feeling, any energy. Is there some meaning you need to know for you to love your life? Go deeper and deeper and deeper as you realize you have a purpose. And you are here to find that true meaning in your life and to share your purpose. Be present, fully present in the light of your soul and receive the energy you need to be enthusiastic about your life and your life's purpose. Breathe it in, be it, absorb it, believe it, become it. Bring that energy back into your conscious mind. And when we come out of meditation, now I want you to go ahead and write down what you received as your message from your soul. I thank you for taking this journey with me into your true meaning, your purpose, so you can have that deep love and enthusiasm for your life. God bless you on this journey always. Thank you so much for being here. Let yourself be love. I love you.